time to pour this tea, stir this tea, and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
Yes, it's time to spill the tea. Oh no, not his moneymaker. Peter Weber, the new Bachelor, has suffered a serious facial injury while on location for season 24 of The Bachelor. They're filming in Costa Rica. He was rushed to the hospital 2 hours away from the location. He underwent surgery and got a whopping 22 stitches in his face. Oh no, here's Peter.
I have all the faith in the world that this can work for me, and I know it's going to.
I would
Very
hate
optimistic.
To be in another country and get surgery. This is where it may not be up to the standard of the U.S.
Right, exactly. So very optimistic going into the season, ready to kick things off. So what happened, though? It's nothing too crazy. He was walking on a golf course, and he was carrying two glasses. And the glass somehow, he slipped or he fell, and his face. But insiders are saying it's not as bad as what's being reported. But 22 stitches, and you're absolutely right. And Costa Rica is not the place you really want facial reconstruction. So.
No, thank you.
Oh, man. But that'll definitely, of course, be captured on The Bachelor.
Now I'm going to watch.
Yeah, speaking of The Bachelor family, Caitlin Bristow claims The Bachelor creator, Mike Fleiss, hates women.
Okay, but I just got back in ABC's Good Books. This is my first question.
I'll still spill.
Okay, so she was the one that, flips some pancakes in the little fantasy suite. That was her big thing. But she says she's been blocked from going on Dancing with the Stars because he will not let her. He says the creator of The Bachelor just is a piece of you-know-what and hates women, and she can't stand him. So it's kind of like what biting the finger who fed you, though, because we know who she is because of that show, because he gave her a shot. But she says he's a horrible, horrible person. So moving on to a Real Housewives star. This is very interesting. Bronwyn. Wyndham Burke of the Real Housewives of the OC says every year for his birthday, she lets her hubby have a threesome. Every single year. It all started on his 35th birthday when they were celebrating at the Hard Rock Hotel in San Diego. She says she's still friends with the very first extra woman that lives across the country. And now every year, just one time a year for his birthday, she lets him have a threesome with another woman. What do we think about this?
I have never taken part in the devil's dance like that, but I will have to ask my wife and see. My birthday is coming up shortly. I just don't know if I'd have enough energy for two women.
I feel like it always goes awry. I mean, Demi Moore in her new memoir has said that was the kiss of death. She and Ashton, she was trying to show Ashton she was really cool and fun, and then it just led to the demise of their relationship. So she says, don't do it if you want advice from Demi. Well, Wendy Williams, if you want advice from her, she says, do not have your cell phone on during a taping of her show, and she called out somebody just right out in the audience.
It's like fun stuff. I'm sure Jen gets it. And you know what? She probably didn't. Somebody phone on?
Yeah.
Get out. Get out. Turn that phone off now, sir, ma'am, whoever you are. Just please, kindly, the tickets are free, but when you come here, you must turn your phones off. I was being overdramatic, but kindly please turn your phone off.
So she was kidding, but she was very serious.
Wendy Williams is my spirit animal on that one. I'm like, turn it off!
I know, you are absolutely serious about that. But, I mean, you got to do it. You got to be respectful, and she called him out.
There was a thing trending on Twitter yesterday or the day before, and it was hashtag RIP Wendy, because there was a journalist named Wendy who passed away.
Oh,
but
no.
Everyone on Twitter had thought that it was Wendy Williams.
Aww.
So it went super, super viral because everyone was like freaking out that it was Wendy Williams, and it was crazy.
She's a survivor, dude. I'm rooting for Wendy Williams. She's been through a lot. She's a cool lady.
No doubt about it. Mackenzie with the tea here on Joe and Mackenzie. We want to hear from you at 833-563-2539. My friend quit their job because, well, they couldn't take their bad boss, like what their boss in particular was doing. And listen, I know if you can hear our voice right now, you might have, or you might even currently have had a bad boss. I want to hear what went down. What made them a bad boss? And like, did you quit? How'd that all go down?
And you can totally be anonymous, or you can say, I'm called. This is for a friend.
And by the way, you don't have to say where you work either.
Of course not.
I just want to hear. We just want to hear the stories. That's coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie.